Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. The Barbarian is here, General Von Wehhunt, from the Valhalla Studios deep in the mountains of Arizona. We welcome you all again to the show tonight. The world has gone mad. And May the 4th be with you. May 1st was, of course, the Communist May Day Parade throughout the world. We are a world of war. There's many fronts tonight. As I've told you before, it's also an asymmetrical war, as they say. Well, I am your Roman centurion and your soldier. But now in America, in all the Western countries of Europa, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, we are all on the front lines once again. So welcome again to our war room. We call this the Situation Room tonight, America, as I am the Obergruppenführer of the radio airwaves, broadcasting my message to friend and foe alike. We will discuss everything on this show. Geopolitics, current events, crazy economy. Sun Tzu and the Art of War. The enemies of this nation, especially the enemy of the white heterosexual European male, they're trying to weaken America from within. They're trying to weaken your mind, weaken your city and town, weaken your neighborhood, where it really counts, right? They want to take down America, brick by brick. For America is the prize. And they are everywhere. They are behind every blade of grass. They're in every schoolroom in America, every work environment, the cultural Marxists. Well, tonight El Paso is under siege. There's a people invasion going on. We have one border crisis after the next. El Paso looks like a third world country tonight. That was their target. And if you live in El Paso tonight, you better have your guns for protection, your doors locked, because guess what? There's a massive bus caravan coming out to the Texas border. I heard it is massive. There are spies on the ground. Sheer people power pouring over the border. Title 42 is gone. It's the Biden invasion. They're taking full advantage of it. And they're moving in to take down your city. Take down your state. take down America. Look, there are many good people all over the world. There are many good people, I am very sure, in these migrant or so-called migrant caravans. No doubt about it. I get along great with the Hispanic people. Love the food, the culture. But it doesn't mean that this nation has to absorb all of Central America and South America and Mexico and Guatemala and Ecuador and Honduras, Panama, Nicaragua, et cetera, et cetera. We cannot absorb the world. We have to draw the line somewhere. And the Hispanic people, the good ones who live in this country, will acknowledge that fact. And they even say, we have enough Hispanic culture in America. Well, we know what's really going on. They're trying to turn America to a third world country with sheer numbers and immigration. You can call it the globalists are behind it. You can say George Soros is behind it. International banks are behind it. Even our own government. All true. Check every box. You are probably correct. And they'll say, ¿Cómo, señor? Yeah, you heard me. This nation cannot absorb everybody because they all want to live in certain areas. It's not like we get immigrants that move to North Dakota or Wyoming or Iowa or the Great Plains states. There's tracts of land in Nebraska and Kansas that are barren for hundreds of miles. They don't go there. They clog up our big cities. Many will stay in El Paso. The rest will descend like biblical locusts all over the nation. They'll go to Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, New York, Chicago. Right now, every state in America is a border state. That's a fact. It's amazing what's going on out there. Well, we'll take calls after the monologue. After we get done saying a few things, getting a few things off the studio chest, so to speak, right? Well, all that's going on, we have leftist protesters descending on Governor DeSantis' office in Tallahassee, Florida, today, ranting and raving, blocking doors and exits. Unbelievable. If you don't like Florida, get the hell out of Florida. Move. Move your ass, you Marxists. The symbol of the Democrat Party is the jackass, which just stops in the middle of the street and will not budge. That's exactly what these leftist protesters do. They just have dead weight, and the cops are pushing them around like donkeys, jackasses. Tons of videos on Twitter about it. Tonight, go to Twitter, type in the search bar El Paso, then type in Governor DeSantis office, and type in migrant caravans coming to the border. You'll be amazed. These poor, helpless people. Well, they've got iPhones, and they're downloading videos of their journey to the American border on Twitter. You can see from the horse's mouth, from the donkey's mouth, what's going on. They're just coming up, taking video, laughing about it. They know they're going to get in. They're laughing at you, Mr. and Mrs. America. Thumbing their nose in your face, waving their own country's flag, not the American flag, We have a lot of dumb rhino Republicrats over here who goes, oh, they're great people. They're family-oriented. They work hard. They're going to vote Republican. They're going to vote with us. Nine. No, that they will not. It'll take them a couple of generations to vote Republican or Republicrat. They're going to vote Democrat. Because one, they've been told to vote Democrat. Two, they don't really care who they vote for. But they'll vote whoever their handler tells them to vote for. Once they get in here, they'll all that handler, these unseen people, who in my view should be lined up against the wall. These handlers out there, we know many of them, these people have told them where to vote and how to vote. Part of their payback to that system. And they'll do it. They're not going to double cross anyone. When they get over here, they will be in debt. They'll be grateful for getting in. Their handlers will probably confiscate a lot of their wages for payback, tell them how to vote, tell them how to live, tell them what to do and where to protest, where to go when they need bodies. When the local Democrat DNC chairman needs 10,000 people, they can snap their fingers and they'll put ready-made posters in their hands, ready to go. That's how it's going to go down. And you'll just see these so-called organic, which they won't be, spontaneous protests erupt in all the big cities. The big cities will burn. Rome is burning. Amazing news. Just amazing. America, allegedly, of course, with the help of Kiev, allegedly, again, fired a drone into the Kremlin, exploded right over the Kremlin, and the Russian Federation views that as an assassination attempt on their premier, Vladimir Putin. It's a very dangerous world. Sure, it's a move on Putin's part, but he has elevated, just so you know tonight, his nuclear forces to their highest alert ever, even during the Cold War. Just thought you'd like to know, America, what your so-called leaders are doing to all of us. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Like little kids firing a drone that explodes over the Kremlin. This is very serious. Well, if you're Zelensky tonight, you should be worried because Putin said the gloves are off. No more of this attrition war. He told his Russian generals to shoot and kill Zelensky on sight. No more of this. We're going to bomb a few things, trying to get you to the negotiating table. We're going to play nice because we got NATO looking over our shoulder. No. None of that. That's now gone. Thanks to that stunt. Doesn't mean we're pro-Russian. We are not a pro-Russia show. But we're also not a pro-stupid show. I told you a long time ago, I don't back Putin or Zelensky. I view that as a dumb war. So it's another European brother war that the world doesn't need. We don't need our European friends and allies killing each other. Ukraine has historically been technically part of Russia for centuries, off and on, off and on. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. Biden. I mean, this guy is out of control. Biden, to me, is a national security threat. These stunts cutting the Nord Stream pipeline. Now the drone over the Kremlin. I've never seen a president who's really trying to provoke the Soviet bear to attack us. Never seen a president actively try hard to make this happen before he checks out and kicks the bucket. Crazy. We're so glad you're all here tonight. You've reached the Von Wien Show, the rogue, infamous, legendary show. You've reached the right channel. This show is too much for you. This show is too harsh for your delicate ears. Please change the channel now. Go to your Rhino talk show. No harm and no foul. For the rest of you, it's time for a blitzkrieg. Tonight, we also know that our brothers and sisters over in Ireland are under attack by a massive invasion of third world mongrels coming into that country. The Twitter videos of Irish ghetto thugs rushing white kids, trying to beat them up, all over the internet, all over Twitter. Unbelievable. told you guys before, we have many listeners in the UK and Ireland. And if you're in Ireland tonight, I get some of your emails once in a while. You better form military combat units. You might need them. Seriously. Enough fun and games. They decided, as we told you before, months ago to get ready at the spring and summer offensive. The immigration and dumping migrants on the western shores is going to ramp up big time. Well, it's here. It's now here. And this country that I broadcast from America is in the same boat. They're going to dump them on our border with Mexico. And by the way, we're still watching that northern border with Canada at the same time. Don't forget the Canadian border, where a lot of them come through the north. Well, the white man's inner Viking needs to be unleashed at some point. You have no border. You have no culture. You have no country. Simple as that. I also told you before to keep your head on a swivel. Never relax around ghetto thugs or hyenas in your midst. Never relax. Well, I thought I'd tell you some on a positive note. There is some positive news, and that's the Von Wien Show. We've got some new stats that came in from around the world. I always announce these once in a while when they come in. The United States is now barely 92% of our audience, 91.68%. The number two spot has now been dominated by South Korea. How about those apples? They kicked the UK and Canada to the fourth and fifth spot. South Korea, 2.73%. It's got to be our military bases there on the DMZ. To all of our soldiers, seamen, and airmen, we salute you. Thailand, 2.03%. Again, those are military bases, American expats, Canadian and British. We love you all. And I'm sure the ladies there love you a long time. Canada, what's going on? 1.52%. You're slipping, Canada. Is it Trudeau on your back? Figure it out up there. Figure it out. And our friends across the pond in the United Kingdom having high tea and crumpets on the eve of the King's coronation. Saturday morning at 2 a.m. We'll have King Charles there in the U.K. Well, you came in with a whopping 0.35%, the number five spot, UK. Pick it up. Buckle up, or it'll be a bloody mess. Oh, chap, you know what I'm talking about. Blimey. Love how they talk. Great stuff. Great stuff. Well, I've got a lot of UK followers on Gab and elsewhere, so we know you're out there. We wish you well, always. But there's this thing called a conspiracy theorist. Now, in America, many of you don't know, that's a term that was started by the CIA. But in my view, a conspiracy theorist is someone who questions the statements of known liars. He will question them, challenge them. By God, you can't have that in America. They don't want any critical thinking in this country. And they want no radio shows like mine. That's why whenever you turn the dial, you're going to see one rhino talk show host put on a pedestal. They'll think he's frickin' Einstein. He's more like Captain Obvious. I just smirk and laugh. They want to dumb you down. They don't want you listening to this kind of a radio show. They want you listening to CNN, some portions of Fox News, and these Rhino radio retreads, as I call them. They're all over the place. It just amazes me how some people can talk for 3 hours straight without any calls from you, the audience. And they say literally nothing. I ask myself, what did I learn? Well, did I learn anything new? I'll put them in the background, you know, while I'm doing some paperwork or something, some consulting or whatever. I learned nothing from those shows. Not even one stat I could use around the water cooler. Just more of the watered down drivel that they give you. Ah, no wonder America's so angry. You're not getting any information. No wonder. God. Well, have you seen the economy? There was some a big chain store here in Phoenix, and nationwide, by the way. Tuesday morning, well, they went bankrupt in 2020. They didn't make it during COVID, and many retail chains are in the same boat. They went belly up. They closed all their stores in Arizona. Couldn't make it. More jobs down the drain. Now, I don't mind going to stores at all. I also love online. I do both. I like my brick and mortar once in a while. Go to the mall once in a while. Just to kind of support them. You don't want to see every brick and mortar store go out of business. You just don't. You don't want vacant buildings that are going to invite squatters, druggies, homeless people, weirdos of all kinds, and fascinations are going to take them over. You don't want that in your neighborhood, trust me. You think you do. You think you're being shrewd. All just by everything online. Well, guess what, Sherlock? Online now, they will also charge you sales tax. They've been doing so for a long time. No more of the freebies. When it first came out, they weren't charging sales tax. eBay was one of them. I know. On eBay for years. Anything I can find in a brick-and-mortar store, I will find it on eBay sooner or later. It's always one of my backup plans. That's not good. That does not bode well for America. Well, the political elites want the takedown of America. They want it overrun. They want to destroy it from within, just like Rome, just like their little planned virus and plandemic. We will defeat them all. It's been reported again and again that blue Democrat cities have the highest homicide rates. Yes, we know. We know it too well. I hate to sound crass on my show, but I get real very often. A lot of the people that we're hearing about these homicide rates are in the Democrat cities. Now, one school of thought is, let them all kill each other. It's less for us to deal with later. Any kind of a civil war situation. Same with fentanyl. Hate to say it. But a lot of people that are taking it, not all, but a lot. Sizable percentage, in my view, hate to say it, are probably human trash, human debris anyway. They're probably junkies anyway. I mean, you got to ask yourself, are they going to have a better life? Really? Under Biden, you think so? I doubt it. Hate to say it, but fentanyl, I think a lot of those are on purpose, the ODs. They just want to tap out. They want to get out of the matrix. It's true. Some people get that low, they just want to tap out. Move on to the next spiritual dimension. On one hand, I can't blame them. If you're highly addicted, you've been living on the streets for 10, 15, 20 years. What kind of a life is that? Really? Seriously? It's no life at all. So, in a weird way, though I hate the fentanyl crisis, I hate the drugs coming over the border, America's got so much human debris on our streets. In a weird way, fentanyl is taking care of that. Now, no one else is going to tell you that as straight as I will. But not that we condone it. We don't. It's sad and tragic. We have to say that. And it is. It really is. It truly is. Because a lot of innocent people get swept up in it. A lot of young kids that don't know any better. But that's, hate to say it, that's life. It's always going to be that way. Tragedy is part of life. So if you're a parent, if you're listening to it, it's all on how you raise your kids. It really is. You know what your kids are doing. If you raise them right, they shouldn't be anywhere near fentanyl at all. But America's got millions of people in these cities. Phoenix, where I live, has got a big homeless population. By our nation's, by our state's capital, excuse me. It's called The Zone. It's on the morning news every morning. Just getting bigger. They interview these people. They're hardcore homeless, hardcore druggies. It's only a matter of time before they take a drug laced with fentanyl. And they'll collapse and die. Just life 101 on the streets. It is what it is. So, America, because you don't care about your borders or your people, these are the consequences of what's going to happen, of what's going down. We all know that the so-called elites of the world are into the depopulation agenda, what they want. And then we see these laws get passed that chip away at our freedom and our liberty, right? And our gun rights. Well, I want you to watch something out there. The speed with which they get these new laws proposed and approved, by the way, tells you everything you really need to know. Everything in politics is always a massive contest between the parties, where they will debate and employ every trick in the book to try to trip up the other. It's a race to the bottom or the lowest common denominator, except when it comes to two issues. I've always noticed this. Now, this is just me and my observations of life. If the issue is giving you money and support to Ukraine or Israel, or shutting down the free speech of our people, or their gun rights, there is always near unanimous media type of approval and often celebrated bipartisan approval between the Democrats and the majority rhino Republicans. Because right now, the hard right does not occupy the Republican Party, or even the right. It's the rhinos. Well, last week we talked about SurviveMax.com. Don't forget it. Go there and check it out. Good chat rooms. Use the promo code VON, V-O-N, for 10% off all of your survival and prepper gear. Trust me, in the days ahead, you will need it.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Marine! Colonel?
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's right. Keep your heads together out there until this peace craze blows over. Love that line. Well, in our race, culture, and creed segment tonight, just know this, America, going forward, okay? Now, sit down and let this sink in. This is on my Gab page that I wrote up. Hope you like it. Diversity means fewer white people in America and all Western nations. Inclusion means the exclusion of all white people of European descent. And equity means a license to steal from all white people as they try to beat you down. You wish these Democrats talk a big game. They'll say diversity, inclusion, and equity. Those are code words. I told you what they really mean to the Democrats. My translation is very accurate from our code checkers here in the studio and our fact checkers. Well, meanwhile, concern grows over the U.S. military recruitment. It's not going the right way for the Pentagon. I think the young men of America are done trying and dying for a country that continually says that they hate them and their white European heterosexual ancestors. You say you hate them enough in the media, or if you're the Joint Chiefs Chairman Milley, they will obviously go somewhere else to serve, quote-unquote, a new nation. Even though at the same time, I tell young guys that the military still offers valuable skill sets for young men as well. But they're not showing up because you told them that you hate them. Now, historically, the vast majority of our new recruits have been young white boys, young men, from the Southland, some of the Midwest. That's been the majority of our troops, young men, young recruits coming in. Okay? From the South. Not from the Northeast. Not from California. Not from Chicago. Not from the Pacific Northwest. Hate to break it to you. It's the guys from Texarkana area, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Iowa, Indiana, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. You get the full picture there. Mainly the guys in flyover country are joining. But they're not joining now. Can't blame them. It's amazing what's going on. They're not going to hit their recruiting goals. And the Navy, by the way, has got a new recruitment video of a drag queen. I saw it. If you want to see it, go to my Gab page. You'll be amazed. Yeah, they've hired a drag queen to get more guys to join the Navy as enlistees. God. Well, tonight, like any night, we'll have a great show, lots of calls. And when you call in, keep your points concise, stay on topic, don't ramble too much, so that's okay. If you do, I'll reel you back in. No worries there. And I always tell you, get your points out first, then we can chat a bit. But with the amount of calls coming in, we're not able to give everybody as much time on this show as we would love to or like. So if I tell you 1 or 2 minutes, we have 1 or 2 minutes left before we got to get to other calls or other segments. So we'll try to give you all the time that you need, but that's why I always say be concise and go boom, boom, boom. Get the points out on the air. Well, we're so glad everyone's here tonight. May the 4th be with you, America. It's the Imperial March all over the world. Ah, yes, I am the Darth Vader of the radio waves. Well, another train derailment was occurring again inside America, this time in the state of Wisconsin. My question to you, America, is there actual sabotage going on inside the USA, either by Chinese or Russian intel agents or our own agents? God forbid. Could it be due to our continued involvement in Ukraine as, quote, payback? These derailments are now almost happening on a weekly basis, whether it's USA bad actors or foreign agents. Unbelievable. What's behind every blade of grass is who they are pissing off. Coincidence? I don't think so. And don't forget, they came after that string of food and farm locations and food plants catching fire all over America. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas with his report on El Paso and the border crisis. Gunslinger, are you ready tonight? Are you there?
I'm drowning in illegals. That's what I'm doing.
You are? Seriously?
Yes,
have you seen those videos?
Yes, absolutely. These people, I don't know. We know they're set up by the Demo Rats. Okay, there's no doubt about that. Okay, because these people don't have the sense that God gave a piss at. Okay, because look at you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Look at they're coming in with good clothes on. They're dressed better than I dress. Okay,
that's
they have
right.
Cell phone. They're out overweight, so they obviously they're not starving for food. Okay, so
Nike tennis shoes.
Nike tennis shoes. Better shoes than I got. I wear the Walmart kind. Okay, they have better shoes than I do. Yeah. I wear. Okay, so we know that this is not a coincidence. This is not, this is not something out of the blue. Okay, this is pre-planned. Obviously pre-planned. I mean,
yes.
And who's planning it is the Democrats, because they want these idiots in this country. They want extra voters. You know that. If you're willing to go into cemeteries and collect names off of graves and, we got a bunch of new voting base here, even though they're dead. If you're willing to do that, you're willing to do anything. I mean anything. Okay? So, but look at who's coming over here. They're not rocket scientists. They're not tradespeople. They're not doctors, lawyers, or anything like that, scholars or anything. They're the scum of the scum. They want this kind of stuff. They want crime, and look at that. No telling them what health reasons are coming over. I mean, what they have, okay? And we roll out the red carpet for them. Well, I don't. Damn sure. Never will. Okay? But they will roll out the red carpet for them, give you free health, free place to stay, free money, free this, free that. Everything's free, isn't it?
That's right.
And, little white boy like me, yeah. I don't get nothing free. Something wrong.
Well, they got
picture.
Like cell phones. They've got the sports apparel, watches.
Mm-hmm.
They got money for smokes. They got lighters and cigarettes. That's not cheap.
Nope.
They've got who's paying for all this transportation from Ecuador to El Paso? That's what I want to know. Who are those people? Line them up against the freaking wall. All of them. I don't care who they are. It's all planned. It's all contrived. It's the big, big group behind it. Nefarious. And if any of our politicians are behind it, we get the proof that is absolute treason. And there's many people that I would suspect on Capitol Hill that may be involved. But, there's these people are rounded up. They're told, hey, here's $100. Hop on this bus. This is your chance of a lifetime. You've hit the travel Powerball. We're going to Texas. They go,
hell yeah.
Cerveza will be on the bus. They got their drugs on the bus. They'll stop in every little town and get some very delicious street tacos. They'll stop for bathroom breaks. Baños. ¿Cómo, señor? Mucho gusto. They'll fill those buses up. I heard the bus caravan is massive coming behind this group. I heard it's 100 buses, maybe more. And I'm being conservative. Well, kind of, sort of. You get my drift. But, yeah, those buses are going to be packed with people. Look, I know it's bad down there, but it's not my problem. Not my problem. Not yours. These people are country shopping. They know America is open for business, open for welfare, open for benefits. Biden's going to give it to them. The Democrats want the bodies, and they want more slave labor, as do the Republicans. Democrats want the votes. Republicans want the slave labor. Bottom line.
Well, you got to look at it like this, too. Okay, whether you hate the man or whatever, Trump had it under control. He had the border under control. Okay? I don't care if that man did nothing but build that wall. He had it under control. Okay? And he was deporting these son of bitches, and he was throwing these people out of this country that doesn't need to belong here. okay? That right there, he deserves a vote, okay, for making America safe again, at least to a point, okay? You can never go get rid of crime, obviously, but you can still
right.
sure take a big old bite out of it, and he did take a big old bite out of it. And what is this sumbitch in the White House doing right now? Inviting them in. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. You heard that old expression?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted to start with you tonight, because El Paso is in the news, and that's gunslinger territory, I was thinking. So I'm going, I know you. Now, where are the locals saying in Dallas or in your neck of the woods? Because guess what? Came out today that El Paso is going to bus a lot of these migrants to your area and just dump them on the street. It's coming your way.
Well, yeah, they are. Nobody likes it. I mean, Governor Abbott had better be getting off his butt and sending some troops down there. Okay, the National Guard, the State Guard, send them down there. Okay, that's what they're there for. That's what we pay taxes for, right? At least I thought it was. Okay,
that's right.
And give them arrest powers. Not just sit there twiddling their thumb babysitting. Give them arrest powers and arm them with real bullets, not empty guns, real bullets. Thanks to Penn State or whatever it was back in the, what was it, 60s, late 60s or whatever, that kind of ended that with the people having, I mean, the National Guard and the State Guard and all that stuff, having bullets in their guns, kind of ended that. Okay, give a bullet.
God forbid. In America?
In America.
I know, I'm just being sarcastic, man.
Yeah.
No, you're right. They need to.
They need
to. They won't.
I mean, they need to do it. But they won't. That's the problem. Put me down there. Put you down there. Okay? I guarantee you I'll clean it up the gunslinger way. Okay? And I don't care who I piss off.
Damn right.
It doesn't matter. This is our country, and the only way that we're going to be able to take back this country is by force. I'm sorry I have to say that, but
true.
You got another plan? All ears. If you got another plan that works, I'm all ears. Okay? So, yeah, there you go. Literally shoot five or six of them, the rest will run. That's true. You get these people into a real gunfight, they're going to turn tails and they're going to run. Because they're nothing but idiots.
That's right.
You know that? You've seen it. You know, I mean, come on. You know, they could fight their way wet paper bag, okay? But, you know, man, it's going to get bad. It's going to get really bad. Like the gunslinger says, you better lock and load. Rock and roll's coming fast.
God, never true. Thing is, too, is, I mean, you look at that border situation there. I mean, let's face it, folks. The hand behind the curtain. The invisible hand. These are international Jewish groups, mainly, who promote this stuff. Like Barbara Spector talked about Europe, how she and her group was behind the massive invasion of Europe. They want the massive invasion of America. It just is true. This is one of those times in history where I totally agree with you, Gunslinger. If Americans really want their country back, we have to fight to get it back. There's just no turning back. There's no other peaceful way. I wish there was.
I really wish there was.
I ask people the same thing, Gunslinger. Do you know of a better way than force?
Yep.
Well, don't talk to me about visas or the wall or all that BS. They'll just tunnel underneath your wall anyway. How many tunnels do we find on the Arizona border alone? Or going to San Diego? We find one every week. These cartels, well-funded, and they've got engineers that they've hired, structural engineers. They are Mexican nationals. They have tunneling crews. They have billions in profits. And they are building these tunnels underneath our border. They've been doing it for decades.
Absolutely.
Now, a lot of people don't have access to those tunnels, and they come on land with the coyotes. I will say Trump did stem the tide. We did not have – I noticed that the minute he got out of office, that they got him out, we had caravan after caravan after caravan.
Exploded, exploded,
and
exploded.
And Trump did his best to put, as a little Dutch boy, Dutch German boy, put his thumb in the dike and held it back.
Yep.
But it's too little, too late. And unless this country wants to get serious, you know, I mean, really serious? I ask people, do you know what it's going to take? Well, I'll tell you. Not on the radio. But when I tell them, most people don't want to do it. What are your thoughts, Gunslinger?
Well, like I said, you know, it's going to take you've got to fight fire with fire, okay? There's no doubt about it, okay? Look at what the founding fathers did of this country. When the British was coming, okay? Did they try to – I'm sure they, at first, they tried to negotiate – with them, you know, try to set them down, let's smoke a peace pipe or whatever, okay, and try to work things up. But British wouldn't have that. King wouldn't have that. The king wanted everything, just what the founding fathers was running away from England. And what did they do? They loaded the muzzles, the muzzle loaders, the gun, you know, that nasty little thing that shoots a lead ball. And then they said, see that line right there? Cross it, motherfucker. And they did. Guess what? Okay. And it's,
that's
it's,
right.
It's
and the rest is history.
Thing. It's the same thing today. Only the only difference is the date. That's all.
That's
it's the
right.
same thing. The British is coming. The Mexicans coming. Whatever. Okay. And it's going to have to be put down with force. They say, well, violence doesn't solve anything. The hell it don't. You tell it to those people.
I agree. The hell it doesn't.
The hell it doesn't.
It solves a lot of problems. Look throughout history, it solves a lot of problems, at least for 100 years. I won't say it'll permanently solve everything all the time, but it'll quiet down your enemy, put it that way.
People
say that, and I go, well, then, what about the American Revolution? And they're a jaw drops, and I go, we were very violent in the Revolution.
Yeah.
We had to fight our way back then out of the same kind of a situation, similar invasion of redcoats. We fought our way out to forge a new nation. Now, Americans now are soft, and they've had our forebears did all the dirty work. And it is dirty work. War is a dirty business. Let's make no mistake about that. I see these videos, and my heart goes out to a lot of people. I don't want to see people struggle. I see some, not many. They're mainly military-age males, by the way, funded by the UN and the globalists and all their little groups. But I also see some women and children. I feel sorry for the kids that don't know any better. They don't know about politics and all. They're just trying to get a taco and have a clean bed for the night and a pair of shoes. I get it. But my thing is we can't feed, clothe, water everybody. This year we were lucky, as I told you guys before in past shows, we had a huge snowpack out west. I was praying for it. I was doing my rain dance prayers, and you know, I asked Thor to dump snow on the west, and he did. You know, my Germanic god, or one of them. Just kidding. But anyway, we had a big snowpack this year, and what if we didn't? You know, the average person that comes into the Southwest needs 10 to 15 gallons of pure water every day that they'll cook with, clean with, shower with, etc. If we did not have that humongous water resource come in, which, by the way, the migrants do say that they are, you know, coming here for resources, food, water, things of that nature. Money, of course. Some will work and some will be bumps. Some will be criminals and kill. Last week, like a Texas family, we're going to hear more massacres. It's going to happen. Because a lot of the criminals are trying to get out of their country. And some of those countries have open up their doors to their jails and prisons, let them out. They want to clean out. They're tired of feeding them. Go to America. Get the F out of here. Hop on that bus and get the fuck out. You heard me. That's what they're. That's what they are telling them. Get out of here. Andale. Right.
Andale.
You bet. And they're doing it. But at the same time, we can't absorb the whole world. There's always going to be poor people around the world. And we can't have a bleeding heart to where we're blinded by just common sense. No other nation does what we do. That's why we're the laughing stock of the world. These people do not make us stronger. Diversity is our strength again, more cultural enrichment. Really? I always tell people, I love a good Mexican restaurant. We got enough of them. Mm-hmm. We are cool, man. We have enough Mexican busboys. We got enough Mexican cooks. I love, my God, fajitas, carne asada. Are you kidding me? Cinco de Mayo's tomorrow. I will be pounding some Mexican beer. I love ice cold Mexican beer. I have no problem with their culture. We have plenty of it over here. America's the most generous nation in the world. But it's a plan to invade the United States without firing a shot. That's the real plan. And unfortunately, they've got America so dumbed down and soft that whenever someone does raise their head, even a little bit, even though he's not perfect, if it's Trump or even the man on the street, they slap him down as fast as they can, don't they? And well, Trump wasn't a saint. He wasn't perfect. But I'm saying, when anybody rises in this country, don't you just see this invisible hand just slap them down?
Absolutely.
You know?
They do it all the time. You know, you got to go back to Blowjob Clinton. And one of his famous quotes says he was talking to some big crowd or whatever. And he said, I can't wait to until I see a sea of brown out there.
It's been their policy, our government's policy for decades.
Decades.
A lot of these problems were started decades ago. Mm-hmm.
They want to put all these scumbags, that's exactly what they are, scumbags, into society so it breaks society apart. Okay. You know,
that's right.
If you've got a stud horse, one of them big, fancy, you know, million-dollar horses, would you go out there and let that horse breed with a common horse out here in the field? Hell no. Let somebody shoot you for doing that. And this is what they want. Mm-hmm. They want to bring all this mud, all this garbage in, and mix it in with the society that we've already got enough as it is. And what do? It falls apart. Guess what's happening? Falling apart. Bingo.
That's right. Gunslinger. Great, great call, man. I appreciate it. Have a great night, buddy. Thanks so much.
Stay safe.
You bet. Lock and load. I agree with the gunslinger. He's leaving the building right now.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
That's right. Well, they call it a blended culture, don't they? They want a blended culture. Democrats just love these stupid words like blended, where they'll say, is that sustainable? What's funny is they've been asking us about that for our food supply. I asked them about the border. Is the border sustainable? Silence, crickets. No, it's not. Of course not. We have a new caller, I think, to the Von Wien Show. State your business, state your name, say where you're from. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Are you there? You're live on the show. Hi, what's your name?
This is
Kat. Hello, Kat. How you doing? You got a new number.
Yeah, I did. I found out that I could get some free international calling. So I can cut your ear off now.
You're working the system. I love it, Catwoman. Love it.
Yeah.
I see your thing now in the chat room. Just saw that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I tried to give you a heads up. I know you like to get new callers in first, so I didn't want to confuse you.
Oh, you know what? I was looking at the chat, and then I moved over. I saw this call pop up on the studio board. I just thought, let's just grab it. Hey, I'm so glad it's you, always. And what are your thoughts tonight? What's going on up there? And tell us what's on your mind.
Well, we have the same problem here, getting overrun, not with Mexicans, but with people from the Middle East. I was actually reading something interesting today. There was an article, I guess, two state lawmakers, I think they were from Pennsylvania, and they're forming this Black Jewish Caucus. So they're Democrats from Philadelphia. So then they're going to explore the historical relationship between the groups of blacks and Jews to reignite the current relationship and work together to promote social justice. So they want to.
That means attack whitey. Right. I'll just break it down for you. When they say we're going to promote social justice, it means to attack whitey in the suburbs. Lock and load, America.
Yes.
Get ready. It's coming. And Canada.
Yeah. Oh, it.
Go ahead,
it gets
Gavin. Sorry.
Because I think we can agree that turning point for the U.S. was the civil rights movement, right? So they said that they want to revitalize this relationship. What relationship? So then you think back to the civil rights movement, to Michael Kuhn. His name is not Martin Luther Jr. His name is Michael. He changed his name. Anyways,
that's right. He did.
Should make us think back to who is behind this, who is engineering it, and they want every legislative victory to build these two groups together against bigotry, and it. So I'm just piecing things together here because I saw something else from Fox that was saying that the white people have to let go comfort, guaranteed physical safety at times, control over other people and land, relationship with other white people, and accepting some jobs and promotions. And that made me think back, it was a few weeks ago, it was going around that LinkedIn is now screening jobs from white men. So you have to read between the lines, pieces together, and they are telling you, white man, you have to accept this. You have to let it go. You have to give up your rights, your freedoms. You have to give up your children's future, your families, your heritage, your culture, your race, your everything to make way for these people. And if you don't like it, guess what? You get thrown in jail. If you dare stand up against it, you get thrown in jail. You get called an extremist. You get called a racist. Every label. I sure hope that people are noticing these things and putting these things together.
I totally agree. In fact, I had that thing on my Gab page from Fox News saying that, Kat. And you're right. That's going around the internet circles. Glad you mentioned that. And it's really what they're saying. This is what I call mental predictive programming. They're trying to program the whites in America. What they're really saying is exactly what you're saying. I'll just break it down to the layman out there. They're saying, hey, guys, you've had a great run. Yeah, you're big Viking guys. You had a great run. You came over here. But now it's time for somebody else to have to take turn. It's time for you to take the back seat. And you should smile and bite your lip while doing that. You should kowtow and allow yourself to get beaten up by ghetto thugs and blacks and browns and whoever else wants to beat your ass on the school bus if you're a kid. If you're an adult, doesn't matter. You should allow yourself to get beaten up while their friends take Twitter videos of you, while they can post them and make fun of you. You should allow yourself to be fired and humiliated. It's not enough that you're fired. We want you, as the new mongrels coming into the country, to be humiliated. We want the white man to be humiliated. We want you to accept any sexual harassment lawsuit, for example, comes against you. Whether you did it or not, just say you did it. It humiliates you. We can then clap and laugh at your expense. We want you to give us your business that you worked 100 years for you and your family. We don't care about your sweat equity. We want you to give it to us as reparations. We're going to tax you more with whatever income you've got left to put in our federal coffers to have more programs to fund more programs against you and your children and your family. Doesn't that sum it up, Kat? Pretty much.
Yeah, that's about it. And you better lay down and take it, right? The land.
Oh,
that,
you have to lay down and take it, exactly. And you need to smile while it's happening to you. The rape of the Western nations has been going on for a while. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's like Rhodesia all over again. Right? White man settled Rhodesia, farmed it, cultivated it, and made it a successful nation. And black people came in, took over. They destroyed everything. And now it's called Zimbabwe. Not very many people have heard of Rhodesia because it's now called Zimbabwe.
That's right.
But if they were to look into the history, they would see that. And Americans, that's our future if we don't stop it. I know we are comfortable, and we have our nice houses. We can still go on vacation. We got plenty of food in the fridge, so we don't really feel the urgency. I guess most of us don't. But think ahead to the next generation and what they're going to be up against and what's in store for them.
Totally agree, Kat. So Lincoln says here in the chat that you visited Missouri for, the first time?
Yeah, I did. And I was just about to say that. Your country is beautiful. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got through, I went through Illinois and Indiana and then on through Missouri, and the countryside is so beautiful. Just the trees, the fields, it's just open. We don't need to fill those spaces with brown people. It's beautiful just the way it is, just open country spaces. It's too great a treasure to give up.
I agree. And one thing about this stuff on the internet about anti-Semiticness or they always talk about that. On my show, as I've told everybody, we don't target any group. They're all equally guilty. all jokes aside, we don't hover over any group, but we will state what's going on. Now, a lot of these groups that are for these international transfers of people, how they get funded, how they get into the country. Hate to say it, look who's behind the curtain. Mr. Goldstein and company. I mean, there's a lot of Jews in those groups that fund the stuff, and it's just a fact of life. So I love facts. They're called inconvenient truths. If you do your own research, you'll find that out. Now, South Africa is what they want America to be. And now Ireland is being attacked, literally attacked. They have like 10 El Pasos around Ireland.
Yeah.
They want to break down Ireland, take it down into the gutter with all kinds of Africanized bees that they've dumped on those shores. And so this is going to, you are spot on, Kat. They know Americans are content for the most part.
Yeah.
Pretty comfortable. But on a smaller level, when you see somebody have a problem, when you see your friend or neighbor get attacked, you need to step in, help out your fellow men. We don't have the money, probably collectively, as they do. I don't see many of us in the government. So right now it's about preparedness. What are your thoughts, Kat?
Yeah, definitely preparedness. And you know what? George Lincoln Rockwell was right. He said that the blacks vote for blacks. So why can't the whites vote for white? And I would even take that one step further because we are in a little bit of a different time. There's similarities, but we are far worse than we were in the 60s. Vote pro-white. Who is going to vouch for you? Who is going to stick his neck out for you? I mean, I know that there's a lot of Trump fans that listen to your show. But has he ever mentioned once what he would do for the European people in this country that built it? I've heard him say a lot about that he loves Israel, and I've heard him say a lot about black people, about black employment.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why, Kat. Trump hasn't, only in the 2016 campaign, which was a winning playbook. I add to you Trump people out there, you Trumpers, the winning playbook was when, now, as a politician, Trump is scared to death of saying white European anything. Kat, you and I both know that because the media will pounce on him and say, white supremacy, white supremacy, racist, racist, right? Right? We all know. Kat, what I would tell Trump is they hate you anyway. Why do you care what they are going to call you Hitler anyway. They're going to call you a racist anyway. Who cares at that point what they think, what they say? Just say what's on your mind, man, and use the winning playbook. Don't care so much about what these New York, East Coast, Beltway libtards think. We don't care what they think. They don't give a rat's ass about the part of the country that you just drove through. They hate flyover country. I'm telling you, they hate it. They laugh at it. They're out there on the East Coast with their champagne glasses. How can we screw over Main Street again, Bob, and make a couple million bucks for us? What can we do? But I still tell the Trump people, Trump's got to stop talking about Israel so much. And the blacks did not give him the edge of victory. Now, did they? I don't care what you say. They didn't. Because Trump was relying on the black vote and the Hispanic vote to push him over the edge, over all the cheating. And they did not nudge too much over their past percentages in 2016 from 2020. And so I would tell Trump, your theory is a losing proposition, man. Go ahead, Kat.
Well, I have a question for you, because if he was afraid to speak up on behalf of the white Europeans of America, then, I mean, he sure put on a good show of being brave against the liberals and the mainstream media, and, well, he sure showed them. He wasn't afraid to stick it to them, was he? So why would he be afraid to speak up for, I mean, he was already being called a racist and everything else under the sun.
Well, my point is he doesn't want it to be that obvious. And he feels that he takes white America for granted. And let's be blunt here on my show. You'll get news on my show that you don't get anywhere else. Most shows will shy away from this. We'll get right in there in the nitty gritty. Trump was put in power by the white working class of America, period. Was not the fag vote, wasn't the black vote, wasn't the Hispanic vote or the Asian vote or the American Indian. It was the white working class. Okay. That's been well established. Trump, when he got into power, hate to say it, he did what most politicians do. He took his base for granted and moved on, trying to expand his tent to groups who traditionally hated him. Now, there were many blacks that liked Trump because he was pro-business. That's all well, fine, and good. Hey, I said if they wanted to vote for him, wonderful. I have no problem with anybody of any race voting for Trump. But where Trump made a fatal mistake was he relied on them. He believed all their BS that they were going to push him over the edge in 2020. He negated his base, never brought it up again. At every campaign stop, he only talked about Israel and the black vote and low black unemployment. Because I watched a lot of his speeches. I've been to two or three Trump rallies. I was in the crowd, so I know. I listened to every word he said. I thought, wow, Trump's got something. Now, Trump, in his own defense, would say, well, yeah, but I gave you a wonderful economy and a big fat 401k, and that benefits white people in white America and the suburbs and yada, yada, yada. Okay, I get it. But my thing is, it's funny how you're afraid to bring up the people that put you in power, but you trip over yourself to bring up a Jewish group, a black group, a Hispanic group, or an LGBT gay type of a group. Okay. We see where your focus is, in other words. It's not us, yeah. And we feel it. It's on them. Not to say it's an us versus them thing, but, yeah, we're all one big country. America is this crazy country at this point in our history. And I've told you before, folks, I don't think we're going to make it. I'll say it straight out. I don't think we're going to make it. People have to go, no, we're going to balkanize at some point. No country can absorb all these hits and the stress fractures. At some point, something is going to happen. I call it the straw that breaks the camel's back. Literally, the camel's back will be busted out. We're going to bust out. It's probably going to be exacerbated by an economic, massive economic depression or a market fall or an attack on America. But the current trajectory that we're on, to use the Democrats' phraseology, is not sustainable. I take their word throw it right back in their face. It's not sustainable, baby. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the beautiful country that you saw, I've been through there too, traveled through there, and the Ozarks are gorgeous. A lot of
they
good
are.
People. They really is. Parts of northern Arkansas are real pretty. Tennessee, Smoky Mountains, oh my God, beautiful. Virginia,
yeah.
I once had a job in Virginia. Beautiful state. You know, we have lots of nice places in America. And, it's very obvious they want to kick the whites out or at least muzzle you. They know we'll always be at least 30-40% of the population, but they want to muzzle you politically. And they want you to sit there, fat, dumb, and happy. They'll give you enough rope to hang yourself and enough money to keep you quiet. But you'll notice in America, we're going to have a lot more black and brown candidates running. In fact, in my view, by 2050, I will make this bold prediction that more than, I'd say, two-thirds of our Congress by 2050, if not 2040, will be all African-American or of Hispanic origin. They won't even let the white man run for office. He'll be booted out. Booed. He'll be told,
yeah,
you can't run. We've got the brown candidate that we want to run. And the RNC will say that as well as the DNC. They will tell you, you might be smart in business, but we don't want you in politics. That's now reserved for the minorities. That's the new trend. What are your thoughts?
Right. Well, I think that a war is when the government tells you who the enemy is, but a revolution is when the people find out for themselves who the enemy is or realize themselves who the enemy is. And
well put, Kat.
Our culture is worth fighting for. You do have a beautiful country. Canada is a beautiful country. So and the culture that built this country is worth fighting for.
Couldn't agree more. Kat, thanks so much for the call. Great points.
Yeah, thanks for having
have
me.
Have a great night.
Yeah.
I like your new number. Call back anytime.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too. Catwoman, great call. Yeah, that number kind of threw me a little loop there. Well, folks, we have more on the show. I trust you. And stay put. Crash helmets on. Get your cocktail, your drink. We shall return with more calls right after these messages.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
I think we share some similarities. It's very interesting. I've got a very inquisitive mind as well. Whenever I'm on the case, I'm always wondering about every aspect of what's going on, what's happened, what it could be. Just like when I ask, before I go, sir, just one more question. What time is the Von Wehhunt show on Thursday night, you say? Between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Okay, I'll be there. I have some more questions then. I'll call in. Okay. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the Von Wehhunt show.
Well, we shall return. May the 4th be with you.
During the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
jam out to that all night. Yeah, great song. Had a little shot of something here. Cigar is lit. Studio is dark. A few lights the way I like it. Some soft lighting. Battle flags are up. Boy, that got everyone's attention. Well, we are on the abyss in many, many ways. I've asked people before. I go, well, in a roundabout way, these things will come up at the water cooler, you know, or talking to somebody. I don't mean to be the Dr. Doom and Gloom here. I have a very positive message. My positive message is I haven't seen such unity in our people for a long time. They're starting to get it now. They're starting to see these things. Hey, I tell folks, if you're late to the party, you're still at the frickin' party. Glad you're here. Welcome. You can't expect everybody to be up to speed where we are in our thinking. Because most of America is dumbed down. Dumbed down on purpose by the media and the schools. You see all these Twitter videos? I mean, if I had a kid in school, I'd give him a shotgun to bring to school every day just to protect himself. Unbelievable, the assaults in school, on the street, everywhere. We have feral thugs running everywhere, ghetto thugs. They want to bring Whitey down. Let's just be blunt. I just tell you what's going on. I don't care if you accept it or you like it or you don't like it. If you don't like it, change the dial. We don't care. I have never cared about pandering or virtue signaling to morons. I don't ever do that. It's not me, baby. And then maybe other rhino shows that go, I'm trying to get the biggest audience I can so that I can get some more advertisers. That's the typical rhino talk shows. Well, maybe I should have went that path. I'd probably be a lot more successful. But I have a thing called integrity. And boy, it's deeply seated in me. And I have a thing called discernment. And I know about deferred gratification. And I think very clearly, God gave me a great mind. I can just cut through BS. And in the radio biz, I knew a long time ago, I said, I'm not going to go down the yellow brick road of most radio hosts. It's not going to do it. I'm going to carve my own path, whether I seek or swim or go down my own path. I can always say I did it my way, like Frank Sinatra, you know. Well, we'll get to some calls here in a second. Economic disaster looms over us, and those not in the know will be destroyed by it. PacWest Bank, the next bank to fail, I think, in America. Their stock dropped 56% in after-hours trading yesterday. You know, we've had these banks that have, these zombie banks that are woke, they're dying on the vine. Go woke, go broke. Silicon Valley Bank, dead. Signature Bank, dead. First Republic Bank, dead, now bought out by J.P. Morgan. PacWest Bank, dead. Who's next? Well, I told you before to get ready. On many, many fronts, on the economic front, on the military front, food, water, guns, ammo, and great transportation that can haul something. Tires and batteries, are they in working order? Do you have water purification tablets? We don't know what's going to happen. We've got millions of people pouring into America and Canada. You think things are going to stay the same? They said just last week that, unfortunately, we have leaders over here that listen to the World Economic Forum, and they say that water should be rationed. Yeah. They want to now ration your food and water. It's coming. Coming, America. Unbelievable. Well, you are out there in Radio Land, you've heard the show, just know that me and my audience are prepared, and some of us are going to SurviveMax.com. If you use Vaughn, V-O-N, you get 10% off our website for any gear you may need. Check it out. And don't even spend a dime. Go there for the chat rooms. If you're lonely, go to SurviveMax.com. You never know who you might meet. I told you before. Make those close associations now. Do that stuff now, not later. Okay? Let's get to some calls here. We'll get to Paul the Gladiator and then to Lincoln. We have more after that. Paul, are you there? Hey, bud.
I am, man. What's happening?
Oh, Rome is burning, but we're still on the air, and we're still armed up to the teeth, man. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, Rome burned down by one of my ancient ancestors, Attila the Hun. Believe it or not, I am actually related to Attila the Hun. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It is.
So, yeah, man. So here's the thing about the banking crisis that you just mentioned. So, we all know. I mean, I hope we all know. I know you and I know. I don't know if everybody knows. Half the country, 75% of the country, everybody should know that Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen, between 2008 and 2015, created the financial crisis in America, but they had the reverse roles. Jerome Powell was the head of the Treasury, and Janet Yellen was the head of the Fed. Now they have the opposite role, right? Jerome Powell is now head of the Fed. Janet Yellen's part the head of the Treasury. They created the same crisis on interest rates. And now it's a 40-year fastest move in 40 years of interest rates. They keep raising them up because you have to raise the interest rate above the inflation rate. But here's the stupid thing. Inflation is not 3-5% like Washington, D.C. is trying to tell you. I mean, gas is over $5 a gallon in Arizona. It's like $6-7 in other states. I saw a dozen eggs for $10, a dozen eggs, $10 for a dozen eggs. That's not 5%, people. That is that's 600% inflation.
Yes.
Okay? All right. Gas, where we've gone from $2 to, I'm just going to talk Arizona, $5. That's 150% inflation. So inflation is through the roof. They will not stop raising interest rates. They just cannot stop because the only way to get inflation down is to get the interest rate above the inflation rate. That means they have to keep raising it. But here's the catch with the banks. See, the bank's assets, right? All these deposits that everybody has in savings and checking, whether it's personal or business accounts, the banks put these in markets, and when interest rates rise up, their debt payments rise up, and that's why the banks are failing. Because the higher interest rate, they got to pay more debt rate for those monies. Now,
that's right.
It's a self-fulfilling just whip hole that keeps going down further and further down the rabbit hole. And it's a whip hole because it's whipping it further and further down. That's why the banks are going to fail. Now, those banks that are woke are failing because they weren't paying attention. They were not watching the bouncing ball and moving their assets out of these interest rate driven asset bases. So that is, you know, our economy is going to hell in a handbasket. Everybody's like, well, it might be slowing down. Bullshit. Job growth has just slowed down massively. Now, job growth was up because the pandemic ended and everybody started hiring back again. Joe Biden is no freaking genius. Oh, I created more jobs. No, you didn't. pandemic created more jobs that were lost. It's the same damn jobs, frickin' Joe, right? Donald Trump created more jobs in the history of planet Earth in any presidential or dictator or Roman emperor time within 3 years. So, you know, Joe Biden is, you know, he's on drugs just to speak. And then when he gets off the drugs, he, you know, walks off the podium, goes back to bed, right?
Right.
So that banking crisis isn't even the beginning of what's going to happen. So money, right? Let's talk about cash. Money in the system, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but only 20% of everybody's wealth, everybody's dollars in the bank, anybody's position financially, only 20% is actual real dollars cash in the system. The Department of Treasury and the Fed, even though we owe $38,900 trillion, whatever it is, right? The national debt's huge.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So let's call it $33 trillion. There is not $33 trillion on planet Earth of American dollars. There's only about 6.7 cash bills, all the bills totaled, $6.7 trillion, about 20% of the cash in the system. So where people think, oh, I've got, you know, $10,000 in the bank is only holding $2,000 of that in cash. Now, if I were people, and this is what I did, I pulled my cash out and I put it into a safety deposit box because the system is basically a digital system right now, and it's 80% digital, and nobody really knows that. The Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are going to turn this thing into a digital economy, and the way they're going to get 20% of the dollars, right, that's real cash in, is they're going to say, look, we'll give you, for your $10,000 cash, we'll give you $15,000 in digital money to return the cash, but you got to do it now within 30 days. After that first 30 days, they'll say, okay, we'll give you 125% of your cash in digital money. Then it'll be the next 30 days equal, 100%. But then after that, it's going to go down. 75% of your $10,000 will be digital money. You keep waiting. It's going to go to 50%, then 25%, and then cash will be useless because it'll just be paper. Just go ahead and burn it in the fireplace. So I say pull your cash out because if you have – $10,000 in the bank, they're just going to give you $10,000 digital money. Play the game and let them buy your money back at a premium, buy your cash back at a premium, so at least you're making money in the digital system. Any paycheck coming in the future is going to have to remain in digital. You're not going to be able to pull it out in cash because they're going to end the cash system. It's not going to be a Bitcoin. It's just going to be a digital currency on a card. That's it. Amen in the story. So
the beast system, I know.
Yeah, beat the system. The banking system, though,
it's the beast. Well, yeah, beat the system, but also it's the beast, the mark of the beast, 666, yeah. Antichrist.
Yeah.
You know, the digital currency, the mark of the beast, in other words. Yeah. That's what they want.
But the system itself is doomed because the interest rate's got to have to go so high because our inflation's so high. Because these people really don't know what they're doing at all.
That's right.
They're anti-American. They're total globalist. They watch George Soros. And basically George Soros might even be telling them what to do. I believe George Soros, I believe the Rothschilds, the Vanderbilts, the Morgans, the Carnegies, they're now in charge of this, the White House regime, and they're controlling the narrative and writing the speeches and controlling the direction of the country, because that's the only way the guy got elected is because they had their constituents in the places of Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, you know, Wisconsin, all those Democratic operatives for the election in 2020. Now, luckily, those states that were Republican House, Republican Senates, making voting laws now completely restricted to U.S. citizens, photo ID, got to have a Social Security number, got to go register and prove your identification to vote. So that cheating won't happen again. They got away with it once. That's it. If they come up with a new system, okay, but I don't know how they're going to, because no governor is needed for any of those state voting laws. Even Arizona, we passed that law as well. Now, Governor Ducey put his signature on it, but it was like, hey, Ducey, screw you. We don't need your signature. You're a Republican. We passed the law anyways. Yeah, I know, but I just want to sign it so I can put it on my resume. Go screw yourself. But
that's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and then the last thing, and I'm going to watch this pretty closely, is it looks like Hunter Biden, and if he goes down, Joe Biden has to go down. But it looks like Comey, the U.S. House rep, just came out with so much information in the last 48 hours with witnesses that are willing to testify who were on the Biden side, but they're willing to turn and testify. Not only those individuals, but also an FBI agent and an IRS agent. It looks like Hunter Biden's time is waning. Just not sure if Merrick Garland can save him or protect him any longer, because, you know, they could only protect Clinton so much. And then before that, they could only protect Nixon so much. You know, but it's going to come down to, do you want to go down in history as a complete flop like Merrick Garland? Because he's going down that way if he doesn't do anything.
I know.
A complete flop. Like the heavyweight champion threw the right-hand punch, and you went down on the complete opposite side, 5 feet away from him. You know, like, you know, we can see what you're doing. Do you want to go down in history as being, you know, a man of your word, a solid guy, a real American citizen? So I think push come to shove, I think everybody's going to have to say, you know what, enough is enough. And that's it. We can't protect him anymore. And I know with Nixon, man, they tried with Nixon. They tried to hold it off. It wasn't holding. And they tried to do it with Clinton, but that didn't hold. That, you know, you can only put your finger in the dike and hold back the water so long.
So
keep
true.
An eye on that, everybody. Keep watching the news on that. And then look for Newsmax to be your next, you know, real story Newsmax news center. Tucker Carlson is going to become the CEO, but I guarantee what's going to happen is the real talkers, right, like the Gutfeld, like Laura Ingraham, those real talkers, not the Tucker Carlson, they'll end up there. So keep Newsmax on your radar. Not for Tucker Carlson. I think he's a Republican too. But the fact that he will pull the Hannitys, the Ingrahams, and the Gutfelds, like the people who are really like, you know, screw off, you idiots.
Right.
They'll go there too. Yeah. Fox News is dead.
Paul, great call, man. Appreciate it. Spot on, buddy. Great banking analysis. Love that, man. Good call. And don't forget SurviveMax.com. There'll be articles on there. They're on there now. We're going to have cutting-edge articles, shows like mine, chat rooms, all kinds of chat rooms. So it's a great place to meet kindred spirits. Let's get to Leakin now. Then we're going to get to Breath the Surfer. We got a full studio board, lots of calls. And I promise you, we'll get to everybody tonight. We will. But right now, we've got to play a little, we'll play this for a Lincoln. Something I think he'll like. The ghosts of World War II are all around us. And talk to Ireland tonight under invasion. Europa dealing with massive problems. Fights are breaking out everywhere. I love it. More fights need to break out. The right kind of fights, if you know what I mean. Push those people back to the continent of Africa and the Middle East where they belong. They go to Europe and under allied occupation, may I add, that the Allies supposedly win the war? Well, they're doing a terrible job of stewardship. Germany's been in occupation since 1945. It's invaded first by the Allies, now by the Allies have winked and nodded and brought in the African hordes. If you don't believe me, I don't care. Go to Twitter. See it for yourself. Lively show tonight. Everyone's got lots of spunk. I love it. Spontaneity. Good points. We got more calls. It's going to be a overtime show tonight for sure, man. What are your thoughts, brother?
I don't have a whole lot for you. I won't keep you too long, man. I was serious in the chat with Gunslinger there. I mean, seriously. I mean, if the Border Patrol, I mean, obviously it's not going to happen. Biden will have the balls. Trump didn't have the balls. No one's had the balls, but seriously, like, you know, if you shoot 5-6 of some bitches, the rest of them are running, they'll stop coming. But no one's going to do that, but that would solve the problem.
I agree. Oh, America's so soft. Can you imagine the media outcry, man? You know? Oh, God, the media would have a heyday with that. They would call the border guards racist. You shot these brown people and you're a white guy from oh, my God. But you're right.
You know? And both parties are completely complicit in that. It's like, it's so stupid. Like, politics in general is just stupid at some times. Like, you know, when Trump was in office, all you heard from Democrats was, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, kids in cages. As soon as Biden gets in office, I see Ted Cruz and all these people go, oh, boo-hoo, kids in cages, it's a boo-hoo, goddamn Biden, kids in cages, Biden's the real racist, and it's so stupid and gay, the whole thing.
Take that, you libtards. It is stupid. This country's so stupid. It's like that movie I always say. It's like I saw the movie Idiocracy a long time ago, several years ago. And I tell folks, America's headed towards this. They went, oh, no, it'll never happen. Yeah, Brando, it's what plants crave, right? It's got electrolytes. I go, they don't even know what it is. They just say things to see what's going to stick on the wall. Like, it's pathetic. Sad, really.
They're all like completely determined to out-virtue signal one another. They're playing a game of chess. But they're playing a chess-style game they're playing, but it's a virtue signaling game where it's like they're both looking for gotcha moves to prove their virtue, that they're more virtuous than the other. They're all terrible.
That's right.
I fucking hate Republicans. I hate Democrats. And I'm not talking about just rhinos, because even your, quote, non-rhinos, they still have fags and blacks and they're like everyone except whites. I don't like it. I hate all politicians at this point.
Yeah, they all suck. I mean, seriously. I mean, look, I gave a lot of these guys 20 years ago a pass in the sense of, okay, let's see what they do. I know politics is slow. Let's give it time. So I'm seeing the same guys that have been up there for 20, 30 years doing nothing for any of us. All I see is what you see. The parties suck. There's no party that really talks for me, because every so-called politician, Trump included, always goes, Well, the low black unemployment. I hear black, 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 brown, 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 Jew, 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 Asian, Asian, Asian. Not once does anybody ever say, well, the white Europeans who built this country. No, God, no. They'll say the blacks built America is what Trump said. Trump said that.
Yeah.
I fell out of my chair. Trump said, yeah, the blacks built America. Yep. Why? Because they were plantation slaves? Dude, I mean, this is where me and Trump veer off. And I go, dude, get your head examined. Stop playing so much golf by the seashore. Too much salt air has permeated your brain, done some damage. Making these stupid comments does you no good. Because, right, the blacks did not build America up. That's an it was the white European colonials and pioneers who built this nation. What are your thoughts?
Blacks have never built a goddamn thing. They've never built Africa, much less the United
States.
That's
right.
They've never built anything. You're talking about Rhodesia earlier. You know what? Rhodesia was a white country, and Rhodesia thrived. I'm not talking about got by.
Yeah, it did.
They thrived. They were a wealthy nation. They were a great nation. And then they got flooded by, you know, the blacks took it over. You know, it became Zimbabwe. Now it's a black nation. Look at them. Fucking AIDS-ridden, eating mud pies, living in mud huts and shit. It's like, you know, exact same piece of land, but then the Republicans and Democrats both are going to try to tell me that we're all the same. We all bleed red. Well, a fucking cocker spaniel bleeds red, so does an eagle. Are they the same?
No. It's so bizarre. It's like, I love those memes. I only believe in one race, the human race. God. I mean, okay,
we
get it.
If we're all the same, how come I can't get a blood transfusion? If for all
yeah,
the
we're
same,
all the same,
I
ass.
For a black person, how come I can't get sickle cell if we're all the same?
Yep. I would say this, too. Lincoln, how come you can't do a rap album if you wanted to? They wouldn't let you. It's not the flavor. Vanilla Ice, one guy got in, and they said, never again. Are we going to let a white guy steal our genre and make money off our platform, so to speak? I laughed my ass off when Vanilla Ice had a couple of hits. It pissed them off.
Yeah, I went through my
laughed about that for years.
My short-term wigger phase for a while. It didn't take me long to snap out of it, but I did go through that little phase. Like, I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, it's just, you know, well, yeah, I mean, look, those guys are out there, they're out there, you see these white guys, they're called wiggers, to be, you know, candid. They have no identity. The problem is that they believe the hype that the European heritage, that there is none, and there is a European heritage. If you're a white girl or gal out there, look it up. We got through the Dark Ages. We built up Europe. Sure, slaves came to America on Jewish slave ships, but they didn't build the original colonies. Oh, sure, they built a few things around the plantation. I'm not going to say that they did nothing, but they were not even near the majority of the building was done by the white man who built. And boy, that's not it's not politically correct, is it? Boy, people just throw a tizzy over that. They're trying to rewrite American history. And on my show, we will reiterate and do it again and again and again and again, American the real history, whether you like it or not, America. I always say right or indifferent. We got to tell the truth on this show. We're not going to say this crap in these media narratives. On my show, I don't pander to anybody. I want them to run for the hills when they hear that this is the show their mother warned them about, Lincoln. And I love it.
Hey, by the way, before we go into overtime, I wanted to give a shout out to a girl from my chat who's listening. Her name is Destiny Blue. She's in my Telegram chat room, and She was going to call in tonight, but I think she wants to get a feel for the show first. But anyway, she's doing a really good thing. She's actually has kind of started her own white-only dating network kind of thing. So white men and white women who are like-minded and care about the future of the white race can get together, meet each other, maybe hook up, get together, you know, things like that, which I think is a very good idea. I think that's a fantastic idea.
I do, too. I mean, look, everybody else does it. There's black dating sites. There's Mexican, Hispanic dating sites. There's Asian dating, Russian women dating, whatever. There should be one for the whites. Absolutely. But see, they're trying to make the whites feel guilty about doing anything for themselves. And those are attacks on the European whites.
There actually is a website called whitedate.net. But it got heavily criticized, scrutinized. The ADL, every Jewish organization on the planet labeled it anti-Semitic and racist and fascist and every other ist word on the planet, trying to get it shut down. It wasn't blacks that tried to get it shut down. It wasn't Asians that tried to get it shut down. It wasn't Mexicans that tried to get it shut down. It was Jews that tried to get it shut down.
Yeah, well, Mr. Goldstein doesn't like anything that promotes the white race. He cannot stand it, telling you. Now, not every Jew is like that. We're fair on my show, but a lot of them are. You notice everybody behind every immigration group has always got a Jewish name. And you don't have to scratch that far below the surface. You really don't. And they'll even tell you. They will, what it gets me is they're very brazen. They'll say, I'm a Jew. Everyone on my staff is a Jew. We are for this. We're for the invasion of Europe and the invasion of America. Take it or leave it. Ove. Yeah, they just come out and say it. So it's nothing. They aren't trying to hide it. They're pretty out in the open now. They're pretty in your face about it.
You know, speaking on that topic, are you familiar with the term ZOG? Z-O-G?
Yes, Zionist
term?
Occupied Government, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of your listeners are, but the term ZOG?
Yes.
I mean, if
yeah, Zionist Occupied Government. I know what it is.
Yes, if it's not literally in everyone's face proof that we live in a ZOG, just look what happened last week. Fucking Ron DeSantis, Mr. Conservative, literally flies to Israel to make it a felony to criticize Jews. Just to simply hand out a flyer template that says, remember the USS Liberty, is now a felony in Florida. Thanks to base DeSantis, Mr. Freedom of Speech King, where woke goes to die. It's a felony to say the USS Liberty happened, but Florida is the place where woke goes to die. Fuck off, DeSantis.
Right. Well, exactly. It is the truth. If you're in Florida tonight, boy, there's a lot of people that want to lock you up. If you're a white guy, I'm just saying. I always say we're the law-abiding group. You better be careful. Just be careful. Because they want to lock you up if you say anything derogatory about their group. And that's why, Lincoln, as I said before, we don't hover over any one group for this precise reason. Because they'll always say, we've been targeted, favorite word. We don't target anybody on my show. We hate every group equally. I don't care who they are. We hate them. You know? So that's our inside joke. But the thing
like a historical. Even
it's
like,
real.
Talking about even historical things like the USS Liberty. Even like, you know, a lot of people have heard about the USS Liberty. Not a lot, but some have. But, you know.
Right.
Hardly anyone has ever heard about the Levant Affair. I mean, the Levant
hey,
affair,
speech.
For God's sake. It was in
hey,
West,
speech. I'm calling Governor DeSantis. You see how it works? No, you're right. I'll make it.
Well, I don't
I'm calling
I don't
the governor's office. How, as Greta would say, how dare you, Lincoln? How dare you? Yeah. Well, see, that's what they want. They want a climate where you can't even bring up historical stuff. Can't even bring it up. Well, they're going to call the governor's office. They're going to, that one sheriff in Palm Beach said, I'm going to arrest white nationalists licking his chops. He's also a Jewish sheriff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, look, you got to, if you're a white guy in Florida, I don't want to see you. I've always said this. You do us, you do nobody any service if you're behind jail, behind bars, or debt. We need all hands on deck. And so you I'm sorry, you've got to change your strategy because they don't like you, don't want you. They want to run you out of the state. They already know that Florida was the haven for a lot of people. Now, look, I'm a big free speech guy. I've always said that you have a right to express yourself right, left, or indifferent, and it should not matter if it offends somebody or a particular group. But in America today, they're trying to make that illegal. Again, it's chipping away, and I said it in the monologue, of our liberty, freedom, and right to free speech. So they're trying to restrict. DeSantis has restricted free speech in Florida because you guys out there in Radio Land don't cut DeSantis checks now, do you? But the Jews do. See, the Jews cut checks. So I've always told people, if you want more influence, if you live in Florida, let's just say that the whites foreign, what they should do is play the game. Form a political pack. Get it funded by white businessmen. Cut checks to politicians. That's what the other groups do. That's what they do.
Yep.
They play the game. So people can bitch and moan, but I will tell you, right now you're outgunned, and they've got more cash against you. And they are well-funded, and you're not. So if you're a white guy in Florida, be very, very careful because they want to test this law. They've already said as soon as possible. So if you're the poster boy walking around Fort Lauderdale or Miami Beach or Palm Beach especially, Palm Beach County with flyers or anything like that, be really careful because they're going to try to do a citizen's arrest on your ass. They'll tackle you to the ground. They will do it. Florida is no longer a free speech state. It's not. Now, were there groups that were... Say what?
I said, no, you forgot. Florida is where woke goes to die. Remember?
You know, DeSantis is funny. He thinks bashing Disney is going to ingratiate himself once again, kind of like a Trump move, to the white voters of Florida. With him signing the bill, in my view, he's lost a healthy 10% of his voting base, right, with that bill. Maybe more, but definitely, I'd say 10, 15% clip. It's a real chilling effect, isn't it? But that's what they want. They want people to shut up. They don't want you talking. They don't want you saying anything about these subjects. I told you guys before, in my view, if this continues, Gab's got two more years. They're going to shut it down. They've already tried. They want to shut down Gab. Then they'll go after the bigger shows. And then they'll try to pull the plug on my show and other shows like mine, which there aren't many. But these free speech forums, like my show, they don't want that either. They want you to be a rhino talk show host, read off a script, take very few calls, and they want indoctrination, is their view of talk radio. I'm not trying to indoctrinate you. I want you guys to speak on my show, which is what we do here. They don't want that. This format is not the future of America.
That's why I have a lot of respect for you and your show. Is because when you say you are for free speech, you really are. There's not many guys out there. I mean, even your Republicans, conservatives, they're just as hypocrites. They're hypocrites completely. They talk a big game about my First Amendment, my freedom of speech, but then the very second you're further right wing than they are, they call you a Nazi and shut you down just like Democrats do. I'll give you an example. Speaking of Gab, it wasn't that long ago when Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, Mr. Wheelchair Cuck, gave his speech about how, you know, Gab has no place in Texas. It's anti-Semitic. Gab has no place in Texas. He wants Gab not allowed in the state of Texas. And he gave his speech with a fucking Israeli flag over the top of the American flag. I mean, how gay is that? You're America first with an Israeli flag over the top of an American flag? I can't think of one single thing that the country of Israel offers us. To me, they're just a parasite. We give them everything. They give us nothing except their problems.
I know, man. But you know what? Here, I'll go back to my original premise. Israel and their AIPAC and their groups cut lots of checks. We don't. Let's just face it. We don't cut the checks that fund the political machine. They play the game. They have the funds to do it. You know, it's kind of like people talk about the great replacement theory, right? And I go, stop bitching about it and start replacing. Whoa, what? I go, no. You guys always talk about the great, and it's real. The great replacement theory is real. We're seeing it in real time right now. But the young guys, I go, look, start making babies, in other words. Start getting some action. Yes. We talked about this on the Tuesday Bachelor Show. We do talk about politics on that show. And I go, a lot of the guys talk a big game. They're not doing much replacing. But it's more fun to talk about the attacks on the whites and, you know, the theories. But I'm saying do things in the real world. If you're that concerned about it, as many people claim, then start making babies. Yeah, you're going to be poor. Have 4, 5, 6 white kids that just shut up and start making babies. Oh, that's the hard work.
Agreed.
They're going to be dirt poor for 30, 40 years. But that's the price that needs to be paid. Our ancestors did it, right?
Yep.
They were dirt poor farmers.
Yep.
They had huge families back then. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. Nobody had less, my dad said, than 4 or 5 kids with a small family. Small. Today it's 2.2 kids, dropping now to 1.8. So if you're concerned about that, guys, start replacing. Same thing with politics. You know, yeah, everything is against us. It really is. But if you want to play the game, I always tell people, make those associations. There's bound to be some guys that think like you that own some big companies. Talk to those guys. See if they want to form a pack. Can they, you know, at least control your county? I'm not saying you may not be able to go national with that, but control your city, town, or county. Yeah. That's how it starts. We don't have the billions that – see, Israel takes our tax dollars, allegedly, of course, and they funnel back into America to fund their PACs. They use American tax dollars to fund PACs against us. It's crazy. It's a vicious circle. I just sit back and go, I know exactly what's going on. It's terrible. This is why America's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. What are your final thoughts,
anyway,
Lincoln?
I just want to tell you, man, I have a lot of respect for you and your show because, you know, you actually do mean, you know, I've said it before on your show, you literally do believe in free speech. You don't just shut people down the very second they get a little more right-wing than some people. You know, and it's a big problem we have in this country, like, you know, like the whole DeSantis shutting it down thing.
Right.
You know, it's you can't solve the problem. Like, you literally cannot solve the problem if you're scared to or not allowed to name the problem. I mean, how do you expect to win if you don't even know the enemy? I mean,
I know, man. I am with you. It is a terrible situation. But I always say the best revenge in life is living well. Think about it. We can't control everything. And a lot of these things were done decades ago before you and I were even a gleam in our father's eye with our moms, right? These things were done before we were born. But we inherited a mess because prior generations, in my view, weren't so great after all. They screwed us over. Well, they made money, and they did this, and they did that. The inheritance that we were supposed to get on many fronts, we have not gotten. And that's a sad day. And it's only going to get worse. That's why I tell folks, you better prepare and get ready on multiple fronts, because this won't end pretty, America. Hate to say it. But Lincoln, great, great call, man. Have a great night.
Hey, have a good night, brother. Hail victory and hail the white race that built this country.
Hail victory, Lincoln. That's right. That's right. The white Europeans built America. It wasn't the American Indian. It wasn't the blacks that came over. It wasn't the Chinese. Yes, some came over to build the railroad. But to say that they built everything? Crazy. Crazy politicians, and I cannot stand pandering. I know they got to do it a little bit. Don't get me wrong. I'm a street guy. You have a virtue signal a little bit to pick up some checks. You're running for governor. You're running for Congress. I get it. Takes a lot of money to run. But the virtue signaling, the pandering is just terrible. Terrible. Now we got two more calls I want to get to. Guys, I know it's late in that we are in serious overtime. You've got 3.5 minutes each. We'll go American Scotch, then Irish Pirate. American Scotch, welcome to the show. Go, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Vaughn. Good. Listen, I know it's overtime, so let me just rapidly tell the audience. Earlier tonight, I posted a movie I put together called Recompense. I'm going to go ahead and repost it. And a little bit off topic, I mean, we've covered a lot about immigration, so we'll you and I'll talk about that next week. But this
yes.
subject is more about the 5G attack that was planned for the populations of the Western countries, not just the United States, but of course Canada, European Union, Australia, New Zealand. Now, what seems to be the big picture here, now that we're kind of getting further in altitude and further away from the details and the emotions of 2020, it looks like what the plans were was to basically retrofit all these towers to 5G technology, which was going to give basically a microwave blast to the population under the guise of super fast wireless technology, which was the selling point.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't faster.
Right.
It wasn't better. It wasn't better for downloading any of that, et cetera. No, it was no discernible difference between 4G and 5G. All it was doing was
mm-hmm.
blasting out super hardcore radiation. Now, while the shots were being administered, and remember, the original plan was to have the vaccine rolled out in 2025 under full
That's
FDA
right.
approval. That was the plan. It was not supposed to be rushed out. So whether you believe Trump, like Trump or not, okay, there's a lot of us in here that do. There's some of us in here that don't. That's okay. It's all going to come out in the wash. But the long-term plan was to have us in lockdowns for 10 years, from 2020 to 2030, and in the midpoint, with total agony, everybody was going to allow to get the shot, which everybody would have been clamoring to get because they would have been fed up with it. And the shot was going to fill everybody's bloodstream with graphene oxide and all sorts of metals,
yep,
like mercury, et cetera, et cetera. So the microwave blast of the 5G coupled with metallic blood was going to cause organs to burst and bleed and open up and rupture. Your lungs would have filled up with fluid. And the plan was that that type of symptom would have sold a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will, of a big bad virus. And everybody would have been afraid of it because my mom just died and she had, you know, her lungs filled with fluid and it looked like, and it's a virus and it's a virus. And it would have just been something that nobody would have been able to second guess or check. And from the looks of it, the 5G was in fact neutralized under the Trump administration. So we'll see what happens as time goes on, but I wanted to put that out there. It's just something
I like that
for some of the more techie people, but
that's really, really cool. And you're spot on there, Scotch. That was the plan. You are spot on, man. Correcto.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scotch. Have a great night. You got it. Great call.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, you're right. 5G and all that was going to be – they effed it up. And also don't forget the I was a huge supporter of Donald Trump in 2016. As the Irish Pirate will tell you, I correctly predicted his rise to power, that he would beat out the other 17 candidates and win the nomination, but the presidency. I also told you that he would not win the presidency in 2020. That I was crazy. I went, oh, no, he's Trump. He's so big. Big billionaire. He's going to win. I go, well, technically, yeah, he may have won, but let's face it. He's not the one meeting world leaders. He's not flying in Air Force One that we know of. He is not the de facto presidente. The imposter Biden is. It's not even the real Biden. But they claim it is. But anyway, I'm very good at looking at these situations and having outcomes that mesh with my predictions. In the sense that I told you before, if Trump doesn't change his message, he may be the wizard behind the scenes. But politically, on the street, he's having some massive problems. If he does not change that playbook, he's not going to win in 2024. We'll have Biden 2, or the second Biden double. The doppelganger will come out with different looking earlobes and eyebrows, and he'll be sworn in, another imposter. So Trump, I would implore him again, whoever is giving you advice, fire them. Because he's done a lot of great things. We like the idea that he was a bull in the China shop. But, my God, dude, you've got to stop, get a new act. As they would say in Hollywood, they say, hey, sweetheart, your act is old. We're going to shove you off the stage, sweetheart. Get a new act. Come back and audition again. And we'll see if you make it on stage with the big Hollywood light, sweetheart. You know? That's what those record producers or movie guys would tell somebody. Your time is up, kid. You done well. You had a good run. Hit the bricks, pal. You know? So let's see if Trump can pull it out. With that, let's get to the Irish Pirate, our tech wizard, with his highly coveted 3 to 4 minute allotment. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I could do more with very little time than most, and I'm ready to get it on. Been a busy day, busier than I thought. I took a day off because of how busy it was before. And I pretty much walked into this. So I'm ready to party, though. And there's a lot of things I've learned between now and then. One thing's for sure, they're lying to you about when they said that Southern California had a what you would call, I guess, a snowmageddon. And
right.
They dumped a bunch of snow down there. Okay, that's all chemically nucleated junk, natural snow. We know now how they're making the unnatural snow. We know that when we put certain nasty chemicals in water, that it sucks up a whole bunch of the energy around the water. The heat is attracted to the water. And so you got two problems. Number one, we all remember earlier in the year that there was a trailer park outside of Magic Mountain, Six Flags,
mm-hmm.
that the rivers supposedly swelled up. They didn't swell up that much bigger. They did swell a little bit, like it should, and you know, just before spring or during spring. But
mm-hmm.
the whole ground caved in. The ground caved in, and trailers were being dumped into the creek.
Hmm.
And I got news for you. It's not because there was so much water. Nobody was talking about what happened to the soil. There's a big difference, as it turns out, between soil and dirt. Dirt doesn't hold back water. It just erodes. It creates Grand Canyons. Okay?
Right.
But root systems need, number one, proper pH balance, which we're not getting in chemically nucleated rainfall. The
mm-hmm.
forest floor needs to be at 5.3 pH to be able to support, which is the most common pines are Douglas fir, which require 5.3. And they're not getting it. It's actually higher than that, believe it or not. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we should be breathing and drinking. But unfortunately, the trees are the opposite. And remember, we're letting out carbon dioxide and that type of thing. And so that's called a biofeedback loop. In other words, they're taking what we're doing, we're taking what they're doing, that type of thing. But the one thing that's missing, and see, they're not telling you what they're taking away. And one of the things I learned was you've got trees and vegetables and things like that living in the soil, and the soil is supposed to have a biome. Okay, there's supposed to be critters, little tiny critters in there. And what I didn't realize was God's incredible engineering. I used to actually believe the Secret Life of Plants book, which they don't want you to have. It's got a lot of really cool things.
That's right. Right.
But it was telling you that a tomato planted in decrepit land can suddenly create enough calcium when there's no calcium in the soil to be able to make a tomato, which needs calcium. And you're saying, well, where did it come from? Because all we ever gave it was NPK. And it says in there that it actually used the potassium, the K. Yeah, P is for phosphorus. K is potassium, and that is 1 over from calcium on the periodic table, and then it, you know, does a soft fission inside the plant. I'm beginning to suspect that. That may be true that plants can do that. I'm not saying that that's bunk, but I don't think that's what's happening on decrepit land. I now believe that plants actually can summon a biome. Yeah, there are different types of critters that bring different kinds of enzymes and different types
mm-hmm.
of, you know, all sorts of stuff. They can actually ask for calcium for critters to bring it out of the soil. No different than bees going from plant to plant pollinating. You know, just in a smaller biome, bees
right.
travel a further
sure.
distance than microbes. But the important thing is that now I realize that the whole thing was meant to be organic matter holding minerals. Well, guess what organic matter normally holds minerals? Plants. What other organic
mm-hmm.
matter normally holds minerals? You. When you are not organic and you are not taking in, what we're supposed to get is supposed to be 98% colloidal minerals. In other words, 98% bioavailable minerals, which is colloidal. And so the same thing's true for a plant. If the plant doesn't get its natural biome and you're just feeding it dirt, it's not going to be able to reproduce well. It's not going to be able to do the things it needs to do. I'm sure it's capable of some miracles we don't know about. But I can tell you, the Garden of Eden version, all the biomes, all the fungi, all the little weird critters and stuff like that that probably are not your favorite thing to have around when you're sleeping are really good for the plant, right? I mean, it's eating, you're putting fertilizer for your plant, and you want it to be as natural as possible. And it used
Well, it's
to
like
be,
that thing in Idiocracy. By Brondo, plants crave it. It's got a like the movie Electrolytes. It's what plants crave. Irish. We got one more minute, sir.
So we've got an interrupted system. That's the thing that's scaring us now. If everything continues, where they're going to screw up the skies, and they're already putting glyphosate. Matter of fact, the dumbest thing we ever did was do all the killer to kill weeds, kill this, kill that. I mean, there is such a thing out there as permaculture, right? There's, as a matter of fact, you heard earlier, Cacao Kelly is studying to be a Arizona Master Gardener. She's already, I think, at the associate level at this point, and she just is, I think, the final away from going straight up. But the important thing is that it's all supposed to be there. There's a cycle where everything is organic, and you don't need to be killing all this stuff to allow the stuff they tell you is important. I mean, that sounds just like what happens when you go into a hospital. We need to burn and kill and do all this stuff to isolate the thing we say is healthy for you. And it's not working. We already know that. It's gone from, I think the 1950s or 60s, it was 50% of people died in a hospital. Everybody else was, quote, unquote, natural causes. Nowadays, 90% of people die in a hospital. That's your natural causes. Naturally believing stupid people. So,
Irish, thank you, man. We got to wrap it up, big guy. We will get you on the next show for sure. You know it.
Hopefully it caught that circle. The same thing that's helping the plants that should be helping you and everything. If we're all just burning, pillaging, and plundering the skies, the ground, everything, you get what you deserve. And mankind is going to go down the tubes with it sooner than you think, because we're already there.
God,
we're
love it.
The population. We're all, they don't need to send a bunch of agents to your school to dumb your kids down. Although they did that in 1932 with the books, Run Dick Run, See Dick Run, please. Anyway, but the important thing is that they've violated all these circles. There's no way you're going to find out what God had for you if they've completely corrupted the soil, completely corrupted the air, completely corrupted your water that you're drinking. So anyway,
Irish, thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're
going to
do this later.
Appreciate
thank
it, man.
Thank you very much for the time, sir.
All right. You got it. Very good points. And I would say to all of you, by Brondo from Idiocracy, it's what plants crave. Yeah, Irish, you got some good points there in American Scotch. Could talk for hours about those subjects, 5G, plants, soils. Well, they're trying to pollute our environment, bottom line. That's why I've told you on this show to prepare, get ready for anything and everything. So hope you enjoy the show tonight, America. Just so you know, while we were talking, the USA has sent $30 billion to Ukraine. And when they're still losing the war, we know that Zelensky has already built his mother an $8 million mansion from our taxpayer money. How much of our money is being laundered back to the senators in Congress and our Roman Senate? We need a full and comprehensive audit carried out into every single form of foreign aid to make sure that the foreign aid is not just a scam to fill the pockets of our so-called politicians. They are not our leaders. I told you a long time ago that America does not produce leaders anymore. They've kicked the white man out of power in many areas of American influence. America produces politicians currently. The white European men built the nation. We conquered the seas. We conquered the skies. We conquered the landmass on every continent where we landed with our armies. We could also conquer our enemies. But first, you must conquer your excuses first, whatever they may be. But with that, we can talk. This show should be on every night, coast to coast, for 3 hours to 4 hours straight. If you like what you hear, contact me, findweehandshow@gmail.com. We sign off from our mountain stronghold, our studio in Arizona. Thank you all for being here tonight. Carpe diem, hail victory, and I shall return. I can't wait to get on next week's show. And by the way, a lot of you enjoyed the Bachelor show on Tuesday. That was a stunner. We might have more of those in the future as well. Good night from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. We are born to be wild.
Get some more.